After two losses, which were quite literally decided by inches, you couldn't blame Tar Heel football fans for asking this. Is Carolina cursed? As the program prepares to play on Halloween night up in Syracuse, it's a fair question. UNC fell victim to a fumble out of the end zone for a touchback in back-to-back weeks, then came just a few blades of grass short of upsetting Virginia at Keenan Stadium. Will it cause the Tar Heels to see ghosts when they venture into the JMA Wireless Dome tonight? Quarterback Gio Lopez didn't seem too worried about curses earlier this week. In fact, he said the team's morale has been boosted by its recent near misses.
You know, for as a team, I think we're in a good place. You know, I think our first couple of losses were not even competitive games. So for us to have two competitive games and against a good Cal team and a good Virginia team, I think it was just, you know, you don't want to say uplifting in the sense that you lost the games, but I think it was in the sense that you can show we can compete and we can play with everyone in our conference. I think we're just going to keep stacking days and keep getting better there.
How can the Tar Heels remain so level-headed amid a four-game losing streak? According to defensive back and team captain Will Hardy, it comes from an unlikely source, head coach Bill Belichick, who some might call the spookiest man in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I think the message from Coach Belichick is just keeping the positivity and encouragement throughout the locker room and trying to get an idea of how guys feel. And so as a captain, I think we've got to, you know, continue to uplift people and be positive and just, you know, correct the negatives, but, you know, you can't just look at the negative. You know, we're improving a lot, and I think it's going to start showing on the scoreboard this weekend.
Hardy's confidence doesn't suggest a team beaten down by a losing streak. As for Belichick himself, the head coach took a typically blunt view of Carolina's perceived bad luck.
We're the ones that control it, so we just have to do a better job of controlling it, that's all. If you're sloppy and you make mistakes against good teams, they take advantage of it. If you don't, then you're a lot better off.
While Belichick's terse nature can understandably put some people off, his overarching point is one which the Tar Heels have taken to heart. They control their own destiny. The fumbles on the goal line and other bad bounces aren't the work of a higher power hell-bent on torturing UNC football fans. The players are at fault, yes, but they are also the ones who can turn the tide. For Lopez, that revelation is a freeing one, and also clearly shows the task at hand.
It's on us, and that's how we feel, and we feel like a lot of these last two games have been on us, and those games that, you know, the teams we played were great teams, but, you know, I feel like we had situations where we could have played better and put ourselves in a better situation, and I think that's, for us, it's not a comfort thing, but just like a, you know, an urgency thing to want to get it right and get better.
The next chance to do that is tonight in Syracuse. And while this matchup initially looked to be a tricky one after the Orange started the season 3-1, the team's recent struggles have opened the door for Carolina to take home the ultimate treat, an ACC win. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.